Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Karma You podcast. This is your host, Chloe Brotheridge. I'm a coach, a hypnotherapist, and I'm the author of The Anxiety Solution and Brave New Girl. And this podcast is all about helping you to become your calmest, happiest, and most confident self. Hello, hello. Hope you're doing well today. And yeah, I just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And I'm really excited to talk to you today about why you should do hard things. So there's a quote by, I've no idea who this is, but T. Harv Eker. I heard this quote from one of my coaches. And the quote is, if you are willing to do only what's easy, life will be hard. But if you're willing to do what's hard, life will be easy. Now, have you ever found that your world can start to feel really small when you're anxious or really stressed or in a low mood? Stress, fear, and apathy can step in and stop us from doing what we want to do. And as a result, our confidence takes a knock. I've had this experience many, many times myself. In the past, I would try, you know, as a way of calming my anxiety, to make myself as safe, you know, in air quotes, as possible to avoid feeling anxious. So that meant that I'd say no to social events. I'd steer clear of any new activities that I might fail at. And I decline opportunities at work that meant taking on board more responsibility or going outside of my comfort zone. And this way, I thought to myself, I could be calm. But though we may avoid feeling anxious, nervous, or maybe experiencing failure or rejection, we also miss out on a lot of what life has to offer. To protect ourselves, we also inadvertently protect ourselves from joy, from fun, from learning, wonder, personal growth, and adventures. And this is a really unintentional side effect. Suddenly, a friend's birthday can feel like an ordeal since we haven't flexed our social muscles that much lately. We'd love a new job, but we're out of the habit of putting ourselves out there. Or a colleague invites us to take part in a fascinating sounding project, but we're terrified of failure because we haven't allowed ourselves to dip our toes into newness for quite a while. Suddenly, your horizons have shrunk. Less and less of life becomes available to you, and you can start to feel as though you're relegated to the sidelines of life, unable to take part. But it doesn't have to be this way. Every moment, like literally right now, is a chance to take some action, change your perspective, and expand your world. And it starts with making a choice. Enter doing hard things. Now, here's one thing that's really important to note. Hard means different for everyone. For you right now, hard might mean going out for a 10-minute walk, or it might be signing up for a 10K. This podcast is sponsored by Athletic Greens. Now, I first heard about Athletic Greens and their supplement AG1 years and years ago from the podcaster Tim Ferriss. And he is someone who Aidan and I massively look up to. And basically, if Tim says something's good, we are compelled to check it out. I was taking AG1 every day in the lead up to becoming pregnant, and Aidan also takes it every day, and we absolutely love it. It doesn't taste like a super healthy green drink. It actually tastes really good, almost a bit like pineapple. It's got kind of a tropical taste that I actually look forward to in the morning. With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and healthy aging. Basically, all the things. And the way I take it is to have one scoop mixed with water first thing in the morning to set myself on a good path for the day. It's also like an insurance policy. If I'm not able to eat as well that day or I'm traveling, I know that I'm getting everything that I need from AG1. Now, Athletic Greens has over 70,000 five-star reviews, and it's trusted by leading health experts such as Tim Ferriss and Dr. Rangan Chatterjee. AG1 is a small micro-habit with big benefits. It's one thing you can do every single day to take great care of yourself. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/KarmaU. And KarmaU is all in capitals, CalmerYou. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/KarmaU to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. So this episode is sponsored by the High Functioning Anxiety Hypnotherapy Pack. And this is a hypnotherapy pack which is suitable for you, whether you have general anxiety, high functioning anxiety, or you're stressed and would like to be more calm and present. So perhaps for you, it might be that things on the outside are fine. You've got a good job, you've got a loving family, you've got some great friends, but inside you are a hot mess of anxiety. It doesn't matter what you achieve, you never feel good enough. You wake up at 5 a.m. with a racing heart and a sense of dread in your stomach about the day ahead. You second guess yourself and waste a ton of time and energy overthinking. And you often feel as though you're failing and strive for perfection to the point of burning out. The thing that most people don't realize about anxiety is that it's an automatic, unconscious process. No one decides to feel anxious. Your unconscious mind dictates how you think, feel, and respond to the world around you. Your unconscious mind really does have a lot to answer for. And we need to address anxiety at the unconscious level. When it comes to overcoming high functioning anxiety, it really is an inside job. Because when we change the way we think and respond emotionally and mentally, everything changes. And hypnotherapy enables you to address anxiety at a deeper level and change the repeating patterns that have kept you stuck for so long. In the High Functioning Anxiety Hypnotherapy Pack, you get four powerful hypnotherapy sessions that help you to stop overthinking and beat overwhelm, know that you're good enough, take the pressure off yourself, and enjoy the present moment. You can download this hypnotherapy pack and keep it forever. Head over to karma-u.com/hypnotherapy-pack, or you'll find that link in the menu of my website. That link again, karma-u.com/hypnotherapy-pack. And I'll put this link in the show notes as well. I hope you love it. What is hard for you can also change over time. There were times in the past when, for me, meeting one person for a coffee was hard. I had to psych myself up to do it and I would feel very nervous beforehand. So hard is very, very subjective. Don't ever compare what's hard for you, you know, being easy for someone else. We're all on a different path and it's totally okay to be wherever you are right now. So don't judge where you're at. If something's hard for you, it's hard, and that's that. And it's the perfect thing for you to perhaps try. So what happens when you do hard things? So first of all, you prove wrong the part of you that thinks you're not capable. You remind your nervous system that you can feel scared and survive and perhaps even thrive. You give yourself a confidence boost because you expand the scope of what's possible for you. You get a real sense of achievement and reward and start to feel more and more like a badass. You create positive forward momentum and you surprise yourself and start to wonder, hey, you know, what else can I do? What else am I capable of? So here's how you can get started. And I promise it's not as scary as it sounds. Start by making a list of 5 to 10 hard things that you could do to challenge yourself. Now, they could be big, scary things or teeny tiny, small steps. The important is just to make a list, first of all, and then choose one to take action on now. And probably it's going to be one of those smaller things to start off with, something that is a little bit challenging, a little bit scary, a little bit outside of your comfort zone, but not something that's going to push you into, you know, having a panic attack or something you're going to lose sleep over the night before, for example. So it could be heading down to the beach for a chilly dip in the sea. It could be sending a DM asking your Instagram friend out for a coffee in real life. It could be offering to chair the team meeting, setting a boundary with a family member, giving a compliment to a stranger at the bus stop. Definitely try this because it will give you and that other person a boost. And then, you know, no matter how it went, whether you found it difficult, whether it went to plan completely or not, celebrate the fact that you showed up for yourself, you gave it a try, and you did something hard. So there are so many benefits to doing this. You know, one classic example, something I got quite into years ago, was having a cold shower. And there's quite a lot of examples of people sharing about when you have a cold shower in the morning, it's a hard thing that you do first thing in the morning that after you've done it, everything else seems kind of easier because you've done this hard thing first of all. And it makes other things easier to do because you've done something to challenge yourself. You've done something a bit unpleasant. I don't think anyone really likes having a cold shower. It's much harder in the winter, by the way, than the summer. So summer, you know, could be a good time to start this, or some kind of cold swimming or wild swimming of some kind. But it could be something as simple as that, you know, just gets you a little bit out of your comfort zone and activates this response of feeling like a badass and wondering what else you could be capable of. So I'd love to know from you what you're taking away from this episode. Are you going to give something a try? You can contact me. You can find me on Instagram. Send me a DM. I'd love to hear from you. I'm at Chloe Brotheridge. Also, if you find this podcast useful, I'd love it if you left me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and share it with a friend who may need this in their lives as well. Thank you so much for listening. Sending you loads of love and hope you have a great week ahead. You have been listening to the Karma You podcast with me, Chloe Brotheridge. Don't forget, you can download loads of freebies for anxiety and confidence at my website, karmayou.com. You can also find out about my app and my one-on-one sessions. Please do subscribe to this podcast in the Apple Podcast app. And if you have enjoyed it or found it helpful, please leave me a review. It makes a massive difference to helping the podcast get discovered by other people. And come on over and find me on Instagram. I'm hanging out there every day. You can find me at Chloe Brotheridge. Let me know what you thought of this episode. And please do share it with anyone who might need to hear this today. So I'm sending you loads of love and I hope you have a brilliant week ahead.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.